AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Attorney General Pam Bondi repeatedly deflected questions while seeking to defend herself during yesterday's congressional hearing. She also clashed with Democrats who claim she's weaponized the Justice Department. She responded by echoing conservative claims that President Biden's Justice Department was the one that had been weaponized.
The historic betrayal of public trust.
Former FBI Director James Comey, accused of lying to Congress, will head to court today. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
James Comey has his first court appearance for his arraignment at federal court in Alexandria, Virginia today. The Justice Department alleges that in September of 2020, Comey obstructed a congressional proceeding and made a false statement by denying to the Senate Judiciary Committee that he'd authorized an associate to serve as an anonymous source to the news media. President Trump replaced the attorney overseeing the investigation with White House aide Lindsey Halligan, who rushed to file charges to beat a legal deadline despite warnings that there was insufficient evidence. President Trump spoke to reporters about the case on Monday.
I think he's a crooked guy. He's a dirty cop.
The prosecution of James Comey has amplified concerns that the Justice Department is being weaponized in pursuit of the president's political enemies.
Every totalitarian relies on the justice system to punish dissent.
On the Senate floor Tuesday, Democrat Chris Murphy suggested it was part of a trend.
Not a single prosecutor in that office in Virginia would sign the indictment, not a single one, until President Trump sent his personal lawyer.
Jennifer King, Washington.
National Guard troops from Texas are positioned at an Army Reserve Center in Illinois despite a lawsuit and opposition from Democratic elected leaders. Their exact mission was not clear, but the Trump administration does have an aggressive immigration enforcement operation in the nation's third largest city. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Taylor Swift is clearing up rumors about a possible 2026 Super Bowl halftime show appearance.
Her name was Kitty, made her money being pretty and witty.
The life of a showgirl, singer Taylor Swift, dispelling a few rumors during an appearance on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on Monday. First, the singer says she did not turn down the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. A popular rumor going around says she turned it down because she wouldn't be allowed to own the performance footage. She says that's not true. Swift also told Fallon she did not receive an official Super Bowl offer. She says during the football season, she's focused on her fiancé, star tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce. Global superstar Bad Bunny will headline the Super Bowl February 8th. Julie Walker, New York.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.